David Tewksbury joined alongside by a victorious head coach, Jeremy Riegel. He earns his 94th career victory. And, you know, coach, you come in here against one of the better teams in the conference. They're 4-1. You're 1-4. And you said this is a huge pivotal weekend for you guys. And again, you're doing it potentially, arguably, without your best player, without Julius Jackson here tonight. And you need someone to step up. How about Quadre Lawless, the captain tonight? 18 points, 14 rebounds. He was an absolute dude tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he was outsized most of the night and kept battling on the boards. Just really pleased. Honestly, just the whole team. You look at him, 18 points, 14 rebounds. You look at Deontay Walters, you know, maybe didn't shoot the ball as well, but 16 points, 6 assists, 0 turnovers. I've been wanting him to do that all year long and know he's capable of it. But that's just a team win. Quadri had great – I mean, but it's everybody. And there's times where we struggled here and there. But we kept an even keel, you know, up 19, didn't get too high to say, let's keep working. And they took the lead back, got down one late, kind of kept that even keel. They're not panicking. Let's just keep playing, doing what we're supposed to do. I thought some of our transition stuff was good when we got in transition. Mike Dees came in, only just a couple games in. I thought, you know, Larry maybe didn't have the numbers to look impressive, but I thought he did some good things. Isaiah still figured some things out. Just a true team win on both ends. I thought it was unselfish on the offense, defense, we're gap help, we're helping. I thought one thing we did much better today is closing out with hands high. You know, we talked a lot about recently where guys are shooting the ball better and we're contesting, coming out and contesting, getting it, and then we get there, we put our hand up. It's too late on these shooters. So contesting with a high hand, I thought we did a better job of that on the defensive end. Disappointed with our rebounding. You know, obviously, give up 23 of the offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
Obviously, they got some really good size there, but we got to take more pride in that. But that's a good team, and that's a heck of a win at home for us.
13 assists on 21 made baskets. I know that makes you really, really happy. But, you know, I think one of the big takeaways between this year and last year, I hate to keep going back to last year, but again, the free throw shooting in games down the stretch. I mean, holy catfish. You guys go 21 for 23 from the free throw line here tonight. And you said on the Sports Hub yesterday, it's going to come down to free throw shooting and defense. And this one came down to free throw shooting. I mean, you've got Deontay Walters. He goes 8 for 8. You got a slew of guys that go 2 for 2 and just a couple misses. Free throw shooting for this team, I mean, what a difference does a year make, huh?
Yeah, and that's just them. That's just them getting the gym, getting shots up, them being confident shooters. Quadri stepping the line is a big, you know, it helps having a guy who plays our 4-5 that can still make free throws. But you trust the ball with Deontay Walters' hands to make some free throws at the end. That's what you want to get your ball to, your guards. Marcus Gatlin. It's very comforting and helps my job as a coach. It obviously helps to win games. You can step up the free throw line. I mean, made 7 less field goals. So step up the line and make free throws and make some big free throws there at the end to seal it. You know, we need to end the game a little better. Thought we gave up a couple easier looks than they needed to end the game. But still with the free throws, so that was good.
You mentioned you're up big, and then you actually go down by 1 point there. And then the next thing you know, you guys go on a 9-0 run. Mm-hmm. Just a huge, huge run of basically – defense beginning, yep. Taken to offense. And I thought for me, I said the play of the game was when you guys were running in transition and Marcus Gatlin has that bounce pass from Michael Dees who lays it up and in.
Yes.
That was probably one of the better passes I think I've ever seen. It's almost like that ball had eyes.
it was a great push, first of all. We've been talking about it against this team. We have to push the tempo, push the tempo. I think Mark's kind of thinking there towards the end, when we're up a little bit, do we slow? I'm like, let's keep pushing. He did a great job pushing it. Mike, again, but we talk about all the time when you get easy transition buckets. Easy transition buckets aren't easy. You got to work really hard for them. Michael Dees has to sprint the floor extremely hard. Mark's made a great pass, and then with some big guys coming behind him, Mike made a great finish. So, just good basketball to end the game. I'm really pleased with this group and excited for tomorrow.
How nice was it to have Adam White back? He had a couple crucial rebounds late down the stretch there.
He did. Like I said, I think I was disappointed with our rebounding overall, but I thought the one rebound there was just absolutely huge. A crucial offensive rebound for us. To take some more time off the clock, and that was, I say, just key rebounds and key free throws to end the game was huge.
This be a turning point for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. The group had a lot of fun. I mean, it was probably the best 40 minutes team basketball. A couple minutes in the first half, relaxing in the second half. Part of that was just because they're good and they did some things to us, but it was just good overall team basketball. Maybe some of the best I've seen in a while from this group, so I'm excited to see that continue.
I think Viterbo is basically like the Wisconsin of the North Star. It's basically first team to get to 50 points wins the ball game. What's the early outlook for the V-Hawks?
You're right. You're right on. They're very patient. They're meticulous. They move the ball. They don't shoot bad shots. They're going to get great. They're going to get great looks. Be patient with them. They're really good defensively. Just great team defense again, helping each other out. You got a 6'10" guy in the middle of kind of clogs things up. It's a big guy. Guards that are just got high IQ guys that play the right way. Coach Wayne does a great job with that group. So, like I say, but they like to be in the 50s, 60s, like kind of that stuff. And we got to play fast. We kind of push that. We got to get stops and transition and get out in transition, try to get us some easy buckets in tomorrow. So some of the same stuff we did today, we got to do tomorrow, and certainly got to rebound the ball better.
I'll let you enjoy it for about 20 minutes and let you go hit the film room.
You bet, Tukes. Thanks.
All right, thanks so much. That's head coach Jeremy Riegel joining us here.